The Teflon Toxin is the title of a series of three investigative reports that surfaced this month. The series examines the 70-year history of DuPont with the no-stick chemical called C8 used to coat Teflon pans and other products. A decade ago, it came to light that DuPont contaminated water sources in West Virginia and Ohio with the chemical, and soon after that the chemical is toxic. The use of C8 was phased out of production this year at DuPont's Washington Works plant just outside of Parkersburg. But this September, the first of about 3,500 personal injury claims is coming to trial. That's one reason an investigative series was written on the subject.
What I'm about to show you here in a little bit is part of this landfill. State of West Virginia issued EI DuPont Company a permit for them to run their contaminated wastewater down through two farms here out into this stream of water here.
This is audio from video footage taken by Wilbur Tennant in the late 1990s. It's included in the series of articles published by an online investigative publication called The Intercept. Journalist Sharon Lerner remembers going through the 4 hours of footage while she researched the history of C8 contamination by DuPont in West Virginia and Ohio.
And Tennant went around his property and documented the effect of this chemical on his cows, but also on other wildlife in the area. And just, you can see over time the way his water changes and thickens and the way his animals get sicker and sicker and then just all die.
While studying C8 contamination problems in New Jersey, Lerner discovered the extensive history in West Virginia and Ohio. Her story grew from 1 to 3 reports that consider DuPont's history with the chemical, the case that was eventually filed against it, and the regulatory loopholes that allowed for mass contamination. Lerner found that DuPont is one of 8 companies responsible for C8 contamination throughout the United States. She goes into great detail about how DuPont's own scientists first discovered the health threats posed by C8 in the 50s and 60s.
As they pointed out in their internal communications, everything can be toxic, in a certain amount. So salt, even, will kill you if you have too much of it. The problem, I think, with C8 was that as they were doing their research, they often could not find a level at which it was safe. So even low amounts were affecting livers. They found this with dogs, rats. They found this ultimately when they did primate studies. And they also found elevated rates of certain diseases in their own workers.
Lerner's report includes these and other internal company memos. Company communications are becoming public as court documents are filed in the lead up to the personal injury trials that begin this September in Columbus, Ohio. Lerner's report goes on to detail that there are still no specific federal C8 regulations. This, despite the fact that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has documented that 99.7% of Americans have the chemical in their bloodstream.
There are more than 6 million people in the U.S. who now have C8 in their drinking water above 0.02 parts per billion, which is probably significant enough an amount to cause health effects.
The European Union banned C8, and this year proposed a global ban, Lerner reports, but it's still being produced today in India, Russia, and China. She says in the U.S., C8 in cookware, clothing, and food wrappers is now being replaced by other chemicals. Public knowledge about these new chemicals is extremely limited.
The way we regulate chemicals, or I should say the way we don't regulate chemicals, is really the central problem here.
Lerner says one big personal discovery that she's come away with is the realization that a string of community heroes, as she calls them, are responsible for DuPont and other companies being forced to address the problem of C8.
It's sort of like a bucket brigade. One brave moment to another, there was Tennant, who not only filmed his animals, but went to regulators and then went to an attorney. And then that attorney's name is Rob Ballot, and he took it. And he went as far as he could go. And then someone named Joe Kiger, really fought hard to figure out what was going on with the water supply. And then it was just sort of one person after another kind of bringing it forward.
Lerner reports DuPont saw $95 million in profits every day last year, but still the company has taken steps to protect against potential cleanup fallout by spinning off its chemical division into a separate company called Chemours. DuPont has promised to cover whatever settlements result from the crop of personal injury claims, Lerner reports, but if they're ever levied, cleanup costs for the C8 DuPont leaked into the larger environment, which could add up to many billions of dollars, could fall to Chemours, a much smaller company. Lerner's article did include some responses from DuPont. She included segments of court statements where the company denies all wrongdoing, saying injuries were acts of God, and that the company, quote, neither knew nor should have known that any of the substances were hazardous, close quote. DuPont also issued a statement just prior to the article being published that defends its relationship with the Environmental Protection Agency, a relationship that Lerner's report casts some doubt on. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.